Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Friday, January 30th, 2015. I am Marilyn Isles. In headline news this evening, a Carib chief raises concerns of disrespectful treatment by elements of the government administration. Health Ministry eyes GM mosquitoes to combat dengue and chikungunya, and the U.S. rejects Cuba demand to hand back Guantanamo Bay base. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Court Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
To you by Belfast Estate Limited. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Dominica's Carib chief, Charles Williams, says he has a serious concern for the manner in which his position and the Carib people by extension is being disregarded by elements of the government administration. Charles raises this concern following an incident at a graduation closing ceremony for trainees of the hospitality apprenticeship module hosted by the Ministry of Trade, Energy and Employment at the Sinico Resource Centre on Friday. Charles says he was formally invited to attend the event. However, he was excluded from the top table of dignitaries, which included at least four government ministers, including the parliamentary representative, but his presence at the event was also not acknowledged.
I looked at the program and I was nowhere mentioned on the program, and I didn't feel comfortable, so I walked off the program. I walked out of the function because there was a clear demonstration of lack of respect for the office of the Carib chief and by extension the Kalinago people. No protocol at all. On the program for the function, there are four government ministers and the president of the state college at the head table. And even while the function is in progress, the master of ceremonies in the person of Ms. Karen Prevost does not even recognize the presence of the Carib. I realized that the Carib chief was not welcome there, so I decided I quietly walked out.
Mr. Charles says although the parliamentary representative attempted to intervene on his behalf, this was to no avail. He says it is unacceptable for government representatives to disrespect the office of the Carib chief in this way.
However, as the program processed, I realized that if I am not being recognized by even the master of ceremonies of the function, it doesn't look good, and clearly I cannot accept and stand by and allow people from the government to come into the Carib territory and walk over the Carib chief and the Carib people. So definitely they need to revisit their position, and I cannot understand that people who are now training people to work in the service industry, while you're training them to give quality service to the client, they themselves need to look at their position and see how they would upgrade their skills in observing the protocol of the country. The Carib chief is the head of the Carib territory, and nobody is going to walk over him.
Dominica's Carib chief, Charles Williams. The Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, in collaboration with the University of the West Indies, has launched a Master of Science degree program in management and educational leadership designed for 25 principals, deputy principals and senior teachers across Dominica. Chief Education Officer Melina Fontaine told the launch of the program this morning that this initiative will equip school leaders with the necessary skills so that they can provide sustainable leadership. According to Fontaine, this program is the latest indication of the Ministry of Education's commitment to the development of the human resource within Dominican schools.
For the first time ever, 25 of our school leaders will study for a Master's of Science degree in management and educational leadership. It marks the beginning of what is going to be a very challenging 2 years for you, the participants, and for us too. But what we all hope will be a very rewarding experience, not only for you personally, but also for the education system which you serve. I want to say thank you to Dr. Joel Warrican and his team of the University of the West Indies Open Campus for working with us to get this program underway. Mr. Felix explained to you the discussions that we had to get to where we are now. The Ministry of Education made a request to the University of the West Indies. You embraced it quickly and you responded positively. So thank you very much for that. This initiative to equip our school leaders with the necessary skills so that they can provide a sustainable leadership is the latest indication of the ministry's commitment to the development of the human resource within our schools.
That was Chief Education Officer Melina Fontaine. The two-year program to the tune of $11 million will commence on Monday. The program consists of 14 courses. The courses are focused on the areas of education, leadership and management and will include a research seminar and research project. The Dominica chapter of the Guild of Students of the University of the West Indies at UWI Open Campus is gearing up to host its first annual Emerging Leaders Conference. The conference carded for Saturday, January 31st from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the UWI Auditorium is geared at engaging high school students who possess leadership potential in order to build their skills for future development. As such, the program will offer training in key areas such as planning programs and events, conducting effective meetings, examining principles of leadership, developing stress management techniques, and improving self-esteem. Participants are also expected to share their learned skills with members of the clubs, groups, and classes with whom they interact. And in more news this evening, 20 Calypsonians will hit the stage on Saturday, January 31st, 2015, all with the hopes of making it past the semi-final round of the Calypso Monarch competition. Only 9 of the 20 will go on to join the reigning monarch Denison Dice Joseph at the final scheduled for February 14th, 2015. It is expected to be a tight competition with the Calypso greats hitting the stage on Saturday. One newcomer, Sheldon the Professor Alfred, is among the 20 Calypsonians to perform tomorrow, and many are questioning whether or not he will go on to the finals with his controversial piece, God of Calypso Kingdom. The other 19 Calypsonians are Lord Caressa, Lady Star, Alicia, Comforter, Vigilante, Hunter, Daddy Chess, Superior Picky, The Bob, Buple, Chris B, Jammer B, Observer, JD, Lugus, Young Bull, Explosion, Black Diamond, and Stingray. The semi-finals competition will take place at the Newtown Savannah from 8 p.m. And the Dominica Heritage Education Research Broadcasting Services D-Herbs Foundation, a collaboration of Natural Liberty, Jana Farms, and Roots Herbal, are set to host a health and wellness presentation at the UWI Open Campus on Saturday, January 31st from 3 p.m. The event is a concerted effort by Dominica's wellness practitioners to address the global challenge against illness and non-communicable diseases. D-Herbs co-founder Reynold Deja Deschamps says, with Dominica's unique natural and cultural heritage, the Nature Island must strive to become the destination of choice for those seeking good health, happiness and longevity. Deja says the wellness presentation will include a lecture on the scientific and cultural validation of herbal medicine and a DVD launch, as well as the official book launch of Food Politics, Are You Eating Yourself to Death? By Natural Liberty's Jamie Cornelius. He says the event is free to the general public and patrons can participate in group and one-on-one health discussions, sample foods and experience uplifting breathing techniques to connect you to your heart. All are invited to attend.
I just want to appeal to our nurses, our doctors, our healthcare providers. Please come, just have an open mind and come to your the information that we're going to dispense to you. You know, we guarantee that it'll be sound and factual, accurate information. And we are open for questioning, you know. So on my behalf, I will be presenting to you some of my work, which has been documented on DVD. I'm going to also give you remedies that you could assist yourself with, and you know, just expose to you the information and the work that we have been doing, because we think it's an obligation that we have to serve the people, and we're going to share the information that we have gathered over the years to the people, and just to empower you, because we know that knowledge is power. You know, the lack of knowledge, people perish, you know. So that is very critical and important for us, to share the knowledge with you. We're not saying that we have the solution for all the dilemmas that surround us, but what we have, it is part and parcel with the full sum. So be there, you know, at the UWIC campus on Saturday at 3 o'clock. You know, we start at sharp with our presentations.
D-Herb's co-founder, Reynold Deschamps. And in more news this evening, health officials in Antigua are not ruling out the use of genetically modified mosquitoes to help combat the spread of chikungunya and dengue. The U.S.-based Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is considering releasing batches of genetically modified mosquitoes to combat the spread of dengue fever, and health officials in Brazil have already released millions of insects into their environment. On Thursday, Chief Medical Officer Rhonda Seeley-Thomas told Observer AM that the Ministry of Health was paying close attention to these developments. The plan works by releasing only male mosquitoes into the wild. They then mate with the female and pass on the defective gene to her offspring, making them non-viable, and the insects die before reaching adulthood. Seeley-Thomas added that the Ministry of Health is looking forward to hearing the FDA's findings on the genetically modified mosquitoes. It also plans to partner with entomologists at health agencies like PAHO and CAFA. And in the U.S., Cuba talks, the U.S. says it will not hand back the Guantanamo Bay naval base as part of efforts to improve relations with Cuba. Cuban President Raul Castro included the demand in a speech on Wednesday, calling also for the U.S. trade embargo to be lifted. U.S. President Barack Obama does believe that the prison at Guantanamo Bay should be closed down, but not the naval base, the White House said. The land on which the base stands was leased to the U.S. by Cuba in 1903. The Cuban government, which came to power in the revolution of 1959, has long demanded its return, saying it is a violation of international law, but the U.S. points to a legal provision making the lease permanent unless it is terminated by mutual agreement. Last month, the two countries announced a thaw in relations, agreeing to restore diplomatic ties severed in 1961. Delegations have begun negotiating the re-establishment of embassies. However, in a speech on Wednesday, Mr. Castro said that the re-establishment of diplomatic relations is the start of a process of normalizing bilateral relations. And this has been the evening's news, Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of the headlines. Making news headlines this evening, the Carib chief raises concerns of disrespectful treatment by elements of the government administration. Health Ministry eyes GM mosquitoes to combat dengue and chikungunya, and the U.S. rejects Cuba demand to hand back Guantanamo Bay base. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. But if you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening. 95.